The Nationals squaring off with the Mariners. Joe Ross getting the start for the Nats. We pick it up in the second. Ross getting help from his defense facing Nelson Cruz.
That ball is ripped, and Rendon rips a hit right away from him. Headlong dive to his left. Fantastic reaction at the hot corner. 1-0. Rendon launching one high down the left field line. Gamble after it, and see you later. Anthony Rendon through the raindrops, and the Nats lead 2-0. 1-1 to Bryce. He's going to lift one to center.
He did.
See you later. It is Homer Homer. The Nats are on top, 7-0. Rendon jacks one to straightaway center. This ball is gone as well. Three more for the Nats, and it's 10-0. Fastball up to strike him out. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Two in a row.
The only people that could be right 3 out of 10 times go to the Hall of Fame.
And Joe Ross is right 3 out of 3 times in that inning. Strikes out the side. He's gone 8.
The Nationals hammer the Braves 10-1. Joe Ross the victory, allowing 1 run in 8 innings, striking out 6. A monster game for Anthony Rendon. He delivers 3 hits, 5 RBIs, and 3 runs scored. Ryan Zimmerman with 3 hits and scores twice. The Nationals hammer the Mariners. Manager Dusty Baker spoke after the game.
He threw a lot of strikes, minimized his pitches. First time we've gone 8 just at 100. And his velocity stayed up, you know, most of the game. His arm slot was what he worked on, and you know, he gave us just what we needed, especially when you're going through starting a you know, a rather long streak, you know. And so that's, you know, gave him a bullpen a rest, and so that's well, two days off, so to speak. And so you know, our offense came alive in that 8-run, you know, 2-out inning, and we hit quite a few homers and got some key hits, and that was a big game for us.
Beyond the benefits for the bullpen, how important was it for Joe to get up, you know, deep into a ball game, get through a lineup a third time, and work on the stuff that he's been working
on? Well, yeah, I mean, it was very important, but, you know, he was determined. You know, he didn't want to come out when he did, actually, but, you know, that was enough. And, you know, that's the guy that we know. And so, you know, hopefully he'll use that as a springboard to continue to, you know, to pitch well and do well.
The velocity dipping there for a little bit, yeah. A couple innings there. Were you concerned that he was getting a little tired or kind of hit a wall there? Or?
No, not tired so much. but then it went right back up. So, you know, his you know, the mound was wet. You know, you really didn't have very good footing during that time. The ground screw did a great job in preparing the field and keeping the field in pretty good shape. And it was actually in pretty good, better shape, you know, once they put the diamond dry on it, you know, than it was getting slick out there for a little while. But the umpires did a great job keeping it rolling, and our ground screw did an outstanding job.
Able to really mix well, even mixing that changeup, which yeah. Hasn't always been there. Did you notice that too?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, you know, that's that third pitch is very, very important, especially against left-handers. And you know, Joe was pitching with confidence and conviction, and you know, those runs didn't hurt at all any. Like I said, it was a very good night at the ballpark.
I know you can't count on that every night to have that kind of offensive right. Performance, but when you do, how much does it help everyone just kind of breathe a little easier and not feel like you're in a tight game?
Well, you know, I mean, you're going to play more tight games than those kind of games, but it always feels good when, you know, when you hit, and when you don't hit, it makes everybody look kind of flat, and even though you're not, it just looks like it, but, you know, those big innings turn into like a feeding frenzy, and then everybody, you know, starts being more aggressive at the plate. And so hopefully it'll carry over to tomorrow, next day, and the next day. Okay.
It always seems, it always seems like there's one guy in the rotation at any point who gets a lot of run support, but you guys have scored kind of an insane amount of runs when Joe is on the mound. Have you ever seen anything quite like that? I think it's like 60-something now in four starts.
I don't know. Been a while since he's been out there, so I don't really keep those numbers. But, you know, he'll take them and we'll take them, you know, whenever we can get it. And that's how the years go. Sometimes you get all the runs, sometimes you don't get any runs. So, I really didn't notice. But, I mean, tonight we were just happy to score when we did.
Joe Ross picks up the win, allowing just one run in eight innings.
It's just kind of keeping good form on the mound, you know, keeping my arm up, getting that down angle, and pounding the strike zone. And that's kind of what I had to do today. You know, we got a lot of run support, so it kind of made the job easier for me. But, you know, got the job done and we got the win.
How did you go about trying to get that arm slot back up? I know the mechanics were something that you were working on down there. What was the process like there?
It's just, you know, working on it every day, just trying to keep my arm up and you know, not rush my way down the mound. You know, in doubt, when in doubt, you know, take a step, take a breath, and, you know, get back on there and get after the batter.
Your team has scored 62 runs when you've been on the mound in your four starts up here this season. Have you thought about starting the remaining 118 games for this club?
That would be nice. No, but they've done a great job. You know, we've been hitting all year, and, you know, I'm hoping we just keep it going. You know, as long as they're hitting, I'll be glad to pitch and go out there. But it's been fun.
Anthony Rendon, a monster game, tallying 3 hits and 5 RBIs. He talked to the media afterwards.
Yeah, and he deserved that. He's been working hard all season. He's caught some bad breaks, so he's been struggling a little bit. So it was awesome to see him go out there and do what he's capable of doing.
What stood out to you about the offense in that 8-run fourth inning?
I don't know. I guess we're swinging at good pitches. I guess if any hitter gets into, attack mode, we tend to chase pitches out of the zone. We were attacking balls that were in the zone, so we got 8 runs.
What is it like, Anthony, when you face a guy that can pitch 95, 97, 98 to kind of get, you know, ready for your swing? But when you face a guy who throws 87, 88, you know, it's almost like you have to go through the lineup once to see what he can do, and then you're ready.
Yeah, but I think that 95, 96, 97, it's just as tough as facing that 88, 89, 90. I was watching him on video before the game, and he was running through the athletics. Yeah, he had a good game, I guess, the video that we saw. So he was hitting his spots, and, you know, he was working all of his pitches in the zone. So I think that's what was prepared in our minds today. I guess we just happen to get the better of them today.
Up next, the series against the Mariners continues on Wednesday with Tanner Roark on the hill.